Chapter 9. The Earl and the Aldhelm. The rest of Newverse Day carried on mostly as usual. In so far as the work of their hands, the people and royals of Madonnavay celebrated as they would any Newverse Eve, but in their hearts a deep dread had begun to sink in. The weight of knowing Vranin's most ruthless empire now sought the fall of their kingdom, and for some, the horror of facing them with an ill-equipped king. Now you may be wondering how the Feld's coming worried all Madonnavay when only the royal community knew of it. As the king led from a heavy heart, the heart of his kingdom followed, and those as wise as the people of Madonnavay could sense their being led astray. While most followed the king, few followed the hearts of those like Angel and Koshner. One such as these, with a gift for perception, was Marin Nepel, Aldhelm of the South Rabble Temple. After both the princess and the queen had paid him a visit in Harmony Garden, he'd wrestled with disarray to the point of losing sleep. Why would the princess bother to interrupt him teaching children? Why would the queen stop her? These thoughts bothered him through the night. When he finally woke for good, despite his lethargy the next day, he sought the matter out by approaching his regional earl, Jarell. Two guards stood at the entrance of the quarrels, dressed in gold-plated armor and bearing spears. "Good day, Auld Marin," said one. "Good day to you," said the Aldhelm in return. He passed through the narrow hall of fine stone and stained-glass windows, nodding at the passers-by, paying him respect. "Morning, Aldhelm," said one. "Good day, Aldhelm," said another. Auld Marin reached Jarell's office after the domed center, two halls down, and many greetings later. With two knocks on the door, Jarell called for the Aldhelm to enter. "Good morning, Auld Marin," said Jarell. "Have a seat." The Aldhelm thanked his earl and grabbed the seat across from him. "Ready for the start of Newverse yet, my earl?" he said. Jarell snickered, leaning back in his chair. From the Aldhelm's position, the dim torchlight flickering against the earl's face made his bare face look darker and more rugged than usual, his lips redder, and his eyes especially blue. "I don't think I'm ever ready, good sir, but I will do my best. What brings you to the quarrels?" The Aldhelm folded his hands over his lap. "Something happened yesterday, and it has left me baffled. I hope you might have some insight, having been to the palace for a meeting yesterday." Auld Marin focused on Jarell's expression. The red-headed earl had shifted his gaze away at the mention of the palace. Jarell, clearing his throat and sitting straight, said, "What happened that could have made you curious of the happenings in the palace?" The Aldhelm said, "The princess and the queen interrupted my class. I was instructing a group of young ones when the princess showed up. While it already struck me odd the princess had left the palace, it perplexed me further that she would bother to attend me, a lowly Aldhelm of the South Rabble Temple." Jarell shrugged. "The princess has been known to wander the city from time to time, as many witnesses have spotted her in the past. Perhaps your story grabbed her attention. Aldhelms have that gift." "Right," said the Aldhelm. "These were my thoughts exactly. Although I must say, I hadn't believed the rumors of the princess among the people until I saw her. However, I only began to think on the matter when the queen herself then arrived, gathering the princess. Now I could be imagining things, but it seemed as if the princess was about to inquire about something before the queen showed up and retrieved her." A twisted smile grew on the earl's face. "I'm sorry, Auld Marin. I don't mean to be rude, but what could the princess possibly want from a South Rabble Aldhelm? She has direct access to the royal sage." Auld Marin half grinned and nodded. "Perhaps you're right, Jarell. It just seems strange to me is all. After all, if it's true that the princess frequents the city, doesn't that mean there's something she's searching for? And if the queen came to get her, could that mean there's something they don't want the common folk to know?" Jarell visibly gulped. "So what if they do? Not all business is for the common folk." "Correct," said the Aldhelm. "But as the Aldhelm of my community, I want to know of their well-being. I became an Aldhelm because I wanted to help people. I saw the look in the queen's eyes and the princess's. It deeply troubled me. That's why I came to you, Jarell. My earl, but more importantly, my friend. Are we okay? Is Madonnavay safe?" The earl's mouth slanted into a smile. My, dear friend, you Aldhelms have a deep sense of perception I will never understand. It's impossible to hide anything from you." Auld Marin smiled as kindly as he could. "Well, my earl, I hope we can one day be well enough acquainted so you won't feel like you have to." Jarell's face fell stagnant. "Okay, Aldhelm, I'll tell you what I know, but it's not much. It's like you said, We're friends, so I'm trusting you won't let any word of this escape this room. Merrin nodded with a tense stare. The king called the royal community into a meeting yesterday. He told us that Koshner, the royal sage, has been informed to relay instructions from a spirit of Buon at the beginning of every lapse. In this lapse, we were told to dump all our gold and silver down the river, disposing of all our wealth. The breath escaped from the Aldhelm's lungs. What? Why? He managed to say. Because, Jarell's expression soured, the Abaddonian Empire has returned, and they're sending the Feld. The spirit who spoke to Koshner has evidently promised to preserve us if we follow his instruction every lapse. Aldmeron sat straight, trying to keep from going numb with fear. Goodness! Don't say I told you so, Aldhelm. I'm not, said Aldmeron. I guess it does confirm my suspicions that our wealth gained from other kingdoms has ties with an evil magic, but I never advocated for something so drastic. Nevertheless, the sage knows best. Does this mean trade will cease between the 12 kingdoms? No, said Jarell. The king has elected to preserve whatever gold and silver is needed to survive, but dump the rest. Whatever fear the Aldhelm felt before, it now tripled. But those weren't the sage's orders. The king is doing what he must to protect his people. To protect his riches? Careful, Aldhelm. He is still your king. King or not, his power alone is worthless against the Feld. We need a greater strength. Aldmeron, listen to me. What did you say in the meeting, Jarell? The Aldhelm interrupted. Did you tell the king to follow the sage's instructions? The earl sighed and wiped a bead of sweat from his brow. There are some matters in the higher-ups that are more complicated than they seem, Aldhelm. Disposing of our entire wealth would wreak havoc upon our people. We need to... Don't dodge the question, Earl, the Aldhelm stated. Did you tell the king to follow the sage's wisdom or not? Jarell gave his Aldhelm a cold, shameful stare. No, I'm with the king on this one. We must protect our people. Aldmeron nodded. I see. And I presume your argument was to leave enough gold to pay your wages, correct? How much did the king leave you? Nothing. We've not made our decision yet on what wealth will stay. So you decided to keep all of our wealth, then? You've entirely dismissed the sage? Watch how you speak to your earl, Aldhelm. Aldmeron shot to his feet and patted down his robe. When my earl thinks he is above a spirit, his word becomes untrustworthy. I've long warned you of the dangers of keeping other nations' treasures in our kingdom and using them to our advantage. We've now opened a doorway to a dark magic, and you would see it destroy us before you forfeit your greed. What's worse, you now pretend to hide behind false honor of protecting your people. You forget, if any one of the seven spirits wanted us gone, it would be no match. It is far worse than unwise to ignore a spirit's instructions. The Aldhelm marched away for fear of saying worse things.